The process moves very slowly at this point, and I know there's some level of frustration with the fact that everybody wants to know the identity of the body that we recovered and why it's taking so long. One of my deputies, Barry Ehrman, approached within a reasonable amount of distance from the body. We need to be careful to protect evidence that might be around it, so we have not touched the body at all. But we have been able to make a determination from preliminary investigation that the evidence at the scene indicates that this is a female and that it is probably the missing person that we've been looking for, Kelly Nolan. I cannot confirm that and will not be able to confirm that today. We will be working very slowly to recover the body and any evidence that is on or near the body with the Madison Police Department. It's a slow and tedious process, and that is why we can't give you a confirmation on much of the information yet. We have not made a detailed up-close search of the body or the area immediate around the body because we need to protect that evidence. So we're moving very slowly. We will let you know as soon as we can any information that we can confirm positively as to the identity. But I'm sure there will be at least tomorrow, if not a day later than that. And I would just like to say from the coroner's office standpoint that, again, there are a lot of agencies involved in this investigation, and the Madison Police Department, detectives, investigators, and all of the other folks that have been involved have been outstanding to work with, and I appreciate their cooperation. Chief?
Thank you much, John. And Chief Ray, I know a lot of you have had some questions as to what brought us to this area, and I think Chief Ray will be able to shed a little bit of light on that. Chief?
Sure. Specifically, what brought us to this area was the use of cell phone technology. That same technology is also what allowed for us to search and look in a number of multiple sites. This particular initiative that we were engaged in this morning took multiple days to put together, to actually put together to cover this. So that's one. What led us here today was by use of cell phone technology. Another thing that I would like to address is the issue of, are there any suspects at large? As you can see this morning, when we started, we were still in the process of dealing with a missing persons investigation. That has changed. It is now a homicide investigation, and that's just in recent hours that it is a homicide investigation. So with that, we cannot rule out, and we believe we have suspects at large. As the coroner just indicated, our investigation is very early on. There's a lot of forensics material that we have to collect. There's also a number of interviews, backtracking that the detectives will have to do. But from that standpoint, we cannot rule out. In fact, we are saying that we believe that there is a suspect at large. Addressing another issue that came up, and that was the issue, what I understand, an issue regarding the sketch that we were presenting in areas where we were trying to locate the victim in this. That sketch and that person connected with that sketch is not considered a suspect at this time, and has been ruled out as a suspect.